Now, on with the show.
This is Mouse World Radio.
Radio 1!
This is Walt Disney World Today Live. Call 407-278-5939, 407-278-5WDW to get on the show. Now, your host, Matt Hochberg.
Thank you, Mr. Voice. And this live episode of WDW Today is being sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling and special challenges, and more. You should subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 105,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And it is Sunday, February 22nd, 2009, and this is a live show for February 2009. I'm Matt Hochberg of StudioCentral.com. Joining me on today's show is Mike Scopa, a senior feature writer and blogger for AllEars.net. Welcome, Mike.
Yes, Matt, come. Have a seat.
Haunted Mansion?
No.
Come, have a seat.
Come, yes. Come, have a seat.
Tomorrowland Transit Authority.
It's not one of our favorite attractions.
Stitch. Bug?
It's in.
We're going to start listing attractions for the next hour.
It's in Matt's favorite park.
Animal Kingdom. Come, have a seat. Tough to be a Bug?
No, I said it's in like, Matt's favorite park.
Oh, I thought you were being sarcastic.
All right, in the interest of time, what is the
Sounds
answer?
Dangerous. Sounds dangerous.
I was going to say that. You know, I listened to the failed attractions podcast when I was running today, and that was we were pretty harsh on that.
We were.
Also joining us on today's show is Len Testa, co-author of the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World. Welcome, Len.
Hootie hey, Matt. How's it going?
Hootie hey. Nice.
Hootie hey.
And also joining us today from his basement of doom, it's Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Hi, Mike.
Ooh, the basement of doom is now open.
Nice. Good name for a bar.
Is the cat in the basement of doom this evening?
The cat is right next to me, as a matter of fact.
Nice. Kitty, kitty, kitty.
Who do you think runs the place? I said, who do you think runs the place?
Really?
Well, it's time to take your calls. You can call us at 407-278-5939. We have our first call of the evening. Hi, who are we speaking to?
Hi, my name is Mark. I'm calling from Maryland. How are you doing?
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Very good. I'm going down doing a solo trip on March 12th, and I got the default preferred room at the All-Star Movies.
Doesn't that just tick you off?
Well, the funny thing is,
you did online, right?
I did online. I heard the comment that night after I paid for everything in full. I was like, ah.
You're like, son of a.
But it's $10, and I mean, $90 for staying on the property.
I don't know, man. There's a class action lawsuit waiting to happen right there. I'm just saying. Go ahead.
Well, I had a question about eating. I'm going to be doing the trip alone, like I said, and I want to eat at Germany about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So do you think I need an ADR for that, since I'm going to be traveling alone?
So no, just go in and say you'll be done in half an hour, and you just want some appetizers. And it won't be a problem at all. No, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, no problem. Especially because the way Beer Garden is set up. If there's even one seat available at any of the tables, they'll fit you in. I think you'll be fine, Mark.
Okay, perfect. And also, will they kick me out after the lunch seating? I guess it's over at like 3:45. Will they clear everybody out and make everybody repay for the dinner seating, or how's that?
No.
Work? No. Yeah, no.
If you stay long enough to make it for dinner, you would actually be able to get the dinner buffet if they did. I've had that happen before. Actually, me and Noel did that at Trail's End before, and I know that Scope has done it. Crystal Palace, Mike? I think you mentioned it on the show once or twice before.
Yeah, what happened, Matt, is I would go – actually, it happened at it was Crystal Palace. I went up – I think I had a 11:15 breakfast, ADR.
You stayed until 4 o'clock?
I went up for breakfast on the first trip, and then I went up for lunch on the second trip. Yeah.
Nice.
And then the last part of it is I'll have a rental car, and rather than taking the bus transit to the Magic Kingdom in the morning for that extra magic hour, I was wondering if I do spend too long at Epcot at the Germany Pavilion, is it okay to leave my car overnight there and just go the next morning and pick it up?
And you know, I've never left a car there overnight.
Yeah, I haven't done that either, so I can't speak from experience.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I don't imagine they would tow it, but...
Yeah, I guess I'll have the resort parking pass in there anyway, but I don't know. Okay.
Just leave a 20 on the underneath your windshield wiper.
Okay.
and let Matt know the row that you parked in.
Yes, exactly.
I have a feeling I'll take good care of it. I have a feeling it would end up at Car Kia Central. I really do.
Oh, okay.
Do you really?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think
so. It's entirely possible. Yeah.
All right. Although before I go to Epcot, I'll put the parking. I'll put the car back at the resort so I can spend lunch and dinner at Germany.
Yeah, that's. So when Scopo was doing, he was looking for entrees with higher fiber content. you Mark.
Yeah. Thanks, Lynn.
Yeah, I'm there for you, man.
Thank you very much, guys.
Good luck, Mark.
I love you, man.
407-278-5939 is our number. And don't forget, you can also join us in chat and view our webcams. Just go to www.today.com, and you will see a link right there to join us. So if you're listening to this, definitely join us in chat. It's a lot of fun. You can see the webcams. And we have our next...
Big Metamucil. Go ahead.
And we have our...
Next call.
We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Yeah, this is Mark from Corning, New York. How you doing, guys?
Hey, Mark.
Disney Mark on the chat in the chat room. I had a couple questions, just two for my trip in August that I'm planning. I'm going to take my son, who's 11, and my niece and my sister. So one of my questions are, we are going to be spending two nights at the Beach Club and then moving to Pop. Yep. How easy is it to have them move your luggage, and what's kind of the procedure for that?
It's pretty easy. I've done it a couple times. You just go to Bell Services with your luggage the day you want to transfer, and just tell them I need to have this stuff moved to whatever resort, and they'll do it. It'll take a few hours. It's not gonna be like in an hour. It's gonna be like literally a few hours. But they'll do it for you, and then it'll be at luggage services of whatever resort you're transferring it to.
Okay. Is there any concern for valuables or anything like that, or?
I don't think any more so than Magical Express.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no.
Okay, my other question is concerning American Idol experience. In August, I'm not sure what the crowds will be like, but I probably want to go to the 7 o'clock show. Is there any strategies, and maybe one of the earlier day show, about does the theater fill up really quickly? Because I know it's a new attraction.
You know, in terms of that, I would arrive, give it yourself some time, anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes. I know that when... Len and I were there for the 7 o'clock show for one of the shows that we were there for. I mean, it was just they told us to get there at about 45 minutes before, but we got there, and you easily could have gotten there about 20 minutes before. But to give yourself, be safe, I mean, plan on 30, because there is a pre-show, so it's not like you're standing around, you know, staring at the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
So
is the
if you got there about
7 o'clock one the best show?
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
It has the best talent, no doubt.
Yeah.
Okay, definitely great. Well, thanks, guys, for your podcast. I listen to it every week, and it's a bright ray of sunshine in a dark and dreary winter. So.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
We'll talk to you guys later.
Right, take care.
Yep.
407-278-5939 is our number, and we have
it's
another.
It's been the All Mark show so far. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, you're speaking with
Mark.
We'll call you Mark anyway. Go ahead.
Hey, Kim, how are you?
I'm fine.
Is this Mark from Pittsburgh?
I got six.
Go Steelers.
I can't get online. I can't get to the radio station.
Kim, did you hear that I went to the game?
I'm sorry?
Did you hear that I went to the game?
No, I didn't.
I went to the
Lucky
Super Bowl.
You.
Took Hannah, yeah. Sat in the Santonio Holmes end zone, too.
That works. I really like that.
Okay, sorry,
well,
go ahead.
I wanted to say I am sorry about MouseFest, but I understand. And I did want to tell you, you guys never charged enough for MouseFest. I would have gladly paid a lot more money than what I did this past year.
It's great to have people that, you know, that support it like you, Kim. And it's always an issue, especially when you charge money for anything. You're going to get people like yourselves that are be more than willing to support. And then you got other people who think that it's wrong to, you know, charge money for these kinds of things. And it just, you know, that's how it's going to go, unfortunately. It's more so than just a cost issue, though. There really is a lot of time and effort involved in it.
I do understand that, but as far as the cost issue goes, I would be more than willing to pay more money. So just wanted to let you know that I'm one of the ones that's more than willing to pay. But,
thank you.
I just thought I would tell you guys that. And please, thank Dave so much for everything he has done for that, because I am sure he went through quite a bit of problems from various ends, and that he deserves all the thanks he can get for everything that he has done for the MouseFest community and just putting that all together. And I just wanted to tell you guys that.
Yeah, I think it's great that you mentioned that, because you know, what may have been a little bit lost in this is how good of a job Dave did and everything over the years in planning everything. So we thank you for the support, Kim. We really appreciate it. I'm sure that all of us here who have different varying degrees of involvement in MouseFest certainly appreciate that kind of sentiment coming from you. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Just, you guys have a good evening, and I'll see if I can get back on Mouse World Radio. It didn't want to work for me before.
Keep trying. They got some options over there. Go to www.com, and you'll see a link over there for another stream.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, bye-bye.
And we have another call from the great state, or lack thereof, of New Jersey. Hello, caller.
Hi, I'm Katie. I'm from New Jersey, kind of. Not originally, so.
Kind of.
She's in the Witness Protection Program, and she can't say exactly where she's from.
I'm a little embarrassed of it, so.
Can't blame me. It's all right. You're just in temporary exile.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
You committed some sort of crime, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, listener. Yeah. Okay. All right, Katie, what's up?
I'm going on my honeymoon with my fiance, probably my husband, and I guess, to Walt Disney World, and we really love the restaurants, and we have 5 picked out, and we can't pick the last one.
Ooh,
so
okay.
We thought you guys might count.
Ooh,
right now, we're going to do Wave, Boma,
yeah,
Ohana, Les Salier, and Marrakesh.
Nice choices. What kind of food do you like?
We kind of like everything. We know we definitely don't want to do 50s Prime Time or anything boring. We want to try something different.
Nice. So wait, so you've got Marrakesh.
Mm-hmm.
The Wave.
Yeah.
Boma. What else?
Ohana and Les Salier. And then we're on the dining plan, so we want something that's only 1 credit.
And where are you staying?
We're staying at the Contemporary.
Hmm. Katie, of those restaurants that you've named, have you been to all of them?
Other than the Wave, yeah.
That's the only one?
Yeah, that's the only new one.
Well, I guess I'm going to say Boma then, gentlemen.
We already have that one.
She already has Boma.
Oh,
did you not write this down? I swear to God.
time. All right.
Let's see. Well, so you've got 2 in Epcot already. You've got Marrakesh and Les Salier, right?
Yeah.
And then you've got 2 at the Magic Kingdom Monorail Loop in The Wave and Ohana. And then you've got Boma.
Okay.
What a... okay. So, do you like... let's see. So you got nothing in the there's no real dining per se in the Magic Kingdom for sit down. What about in studios? Is there anything that we would recommend that's 1 table service credit?
I would probably Mama Melrose, maybe.
You know, we were just there. I didn't love it.
I think it's great. I think it's definitely worth the 1 table service credit.
Just don't order the eggplant.
Let me think. Off-site, 1 dining credit.
I just got that.
I was waiting for you, Mike.
I'm sorry.
I think there may be somebody else in the chat room that's going to get that.
1 dining service credit. You know what? I would say you probably don't want another Epcot one, right?
Katie? Probably not. I was probably going to do Beer Garden for lunch one day, just paying for it, so...
Katie, I would also suggest perhaps you should consider a restaurant like Tusker House at Animal Kingdom.
Uh-huh.
That's a great one over there.
Really?
Yeah.
But for a buffet? Okay. I mean,
it's
kind of...
It's really good, though. I mean, I like that one quite a bit. Also, the one that I always... a hidden gem, if you will, would be the Turf Club at Saratoga Springs. Kind of a haul to get there, but if you have a rental car, it's not so bad.
Okay. And then another question we had is, have you ever... Do you know anything about the Dining with an Imagineer?
Yeah, they still have it. It's like Monday through Friday. They have it at lunchtime at the studios. Mm-hmm. It's kind of pricey. And by kind of, I mean it is really pricey, which is why I haven't done it yet. And also because it's on weekdays and some of us have work during those days generally. So it hasn't worked out that I've had it yet. I've heard good things about it. It's just pricey, that's all.
Okay, and there's one more thing. I was wondering, when is Van going to be on again?
As soon as he pays.
He's on when... Usually on when he's usually on when Len is not here. That's usually how it works.
Now, is he really? he's the Len replacement. I thought that was Seifert. I thought that was Steve Seifert.
Yeah, it just worked out that way. But we'll definitely have to have him on. He's great. He's been on a couple different times. He's a lot of fun.
What
All right.
So, Katie, real quick, I was thinking if you want one more dining recommendation, we can ask the guys. What do you guys think about Spoodles?
I like Spoodles.
Yeah, Spoodles is one of those places where you either love it or you hate it. I happen to like it. I would say that's thumbs up on Spoodles. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the only reason why, Katie, you're on your honeymoon, and it's one of the restaurants that we have listed in terms of is a romantic place to eat, and it's also one dining service credit.
All right, cool. Thanks. Rock on.
Cool. Thank thanks. I told you that's coming back. I told you, baby. I told you it's coming back.
Yeah. Thanks.
407-278-5939 is our phone number, and you can give us a call. Don't forget. To join us in our chat room, just go to wdwtoday.com. You'll find a link to our chat room. There's also webcams here. You can watch myself and Mr. Newell. It's, I guess, fun. People enjoy that. But, the chat room is where it's at. It's the ability for you to really interact with the show. This really is an interactive show. It allows you to be part of the show and part of the experience. And it really adds, I think, to the live show experience. So if you're listening to this and you're not in the chat room, definitely go and be a part of the show. 407-278-5939. And we have our next phone number. Our next caller, rather, and he's on the, he or she's on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Bradley.
Hey, Bradley.
Hey, Bradley. How you doing?
Great. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm actually calling from Miami, Florida. I was just calling with a couple of questions.
Sure. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, first, I just wanted to know. If, because we're going from May 3rd through the 10th, we're actually, first we wanted to know if, Scopo was going to be there that time, just in case, you know, I didn't want to run into some weather problems.
Bradley's a smart man.
I also wanted to know if there was like one of those, pal makeys where you get to a certain area and it tells you this is a certain area. I wonder if there's one of those for Scopo.
We're working on it. We're working on it.
I think, Jim Cantoris goes into scramble mode whenever Scopa says he's going on vacation.
But I had a couple of questions because, like for example, we're during the May trip. We're staying in Saratoga Springs, and we're staying in Saratoga Springs. And we just wanted to know, like, what we could do around the hotel. Like, go to the spa or something like that.
I really like the spa, actually, Bradley. It's the people who did the surveys, the spa surveys for us, think it's better than Grand Floridian.
Yeah?
Yeah, so it's a little bit smaller, but I think the service was rated higher than at the Grand Floridian. And the equipment, when we went, all worked at Saratoga Springs, and it did not at Grand Floridian.
Because we have DVC, and I was wondering if, like, there's some special for DVC members that, like, you can get a couple, and it's, like, $400, and they give you, like, one of everything or something like that. But it's, like, half of the time that it's worth.
I mean, they have a number of different packs. You're going to have to look at it and see what, you know, interests you. Some people like couples massages. Some people would rather just, you know, not deal with it necessarily. But they have a lot of different great options. And I agree with Len that it's a fantastic spa.
And something that me and my girlfriend were actually wondering about, we were actually up there during February. We went up, well, right now we just went up for a week at the beginning of February, and we were talking to a cast member saying that Space Mountain was going into the rehab thing and that they were going to change it. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, it starts April 19th, goes through November 22nd, something like that.
Yep. Going to change it to Rocking Space Mountain.
Rocking Space Mountain?
Yeah,
what, yeah, we don't. Did you know what? Did you know exactly what's going to happen? Because I thought the refurb was like shorter than it was going to be. It's 10 months, right? 9 months.
Yeah. 10 months, and I thought they were going to keep the same. They're going to keep the same track. I think this is just from what I recall. I thought they were going to keep the same track, but they're going to have to build up the track because there's going to be a new sound system, and there's a few other things that are going to happen. That's what I heard a long time ago. The ride vehicles are going to change too.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to try and change it to the Disneyland one where it's two and two people, or probably not, right?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think they can change too much of the track other than maybe make it stronger. They'll need to make it a little bit stronger to support the heavier ride vehicles from what I understand.
Well, I think the issue is just that the rehab is just too short to have any kind of changeover like you see at Disneyland or Disneyland Paris. It's just right. going to be the same Space Mountain, just, you know, squeakier. Or less squeaky, rather. It'll be, you know, much better.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And the cast member also told me that there was gonna be like in the next like 5 years or something, there was gonna be a change to Fantasyland, that they were gonna change all the rides out except It's a Small World in Dumbo.
That'd be right after they extend the monorail to New Jersey and build a super international airport in Orlando.
And the villain theme park.
And the villain theme park Hold to China. And don't believe any of that.
Well, I think the next big expansion in the Magic Kingdom is going to be to Fantasyland. The cast member may not have the exact details, but I would be surprised if that's not the next big project
I'm thinking Pooh's Playful Spot. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah, please. They should have stayed with the freaking 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
I think I agree. All right, cool.
Awesome. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. Give us a call. Newell, we have an announcement to make on this live show, don't we?
I believe we do.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm gonna refer to Radio 101 here and have a little bit of a tease.
I agree with that.
Coming up later will be a little bit of an announcement, a little live show experience here that I think you're all going to enjoy. But that'll come up a little bit later, so have to hold on for that. And we have our next caller on the line. And using my unbelievable mental skills here, I'm going to say this is Amy from Kentucky.
It is. Hi.
Wow. What a guess.
You're so smart. Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Amy.
Hello. How are you? Well, I found out some interesting information today. I called Disney World to ask about Bay Lake Tower, about when they were going to start taking reservations for folks who aren't in the Vacation Club membership. And I'm hoping this isn't really old news and I'm behind the times, but they said that they had actually been taking reservations for Bay Lake Tower for just cash reservations for quite a while. Which
kind of shocked
me. I'm sorry?
Yeah, it was but for a couple of weeks. We had an announcement on touringplans.com, I think.
Oh, yeah? Well, okay.
Are you going to stay there, Amy?
Oh, well, they want it for a two-bedroom lake view during the first week of value season, right after Thanksgiving, which is like November 29th through, I think, December the 4th, for 5 nights. They wanted $3,684.40 for a two-bedroom villa.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's only money,
so,
Amy.
I'm sorry?
It's only money.
yeah, I know. It's just paper.
Exactly.
Just paper. But, yeah, the family's like, we can stay in the same thing at Old Key West for, like, without the discount, they only want, like, $3,065, so it's, like, $600 more.
Yeah, but have you seen the models at Bay Lake Towers, though? I mean, dear God, Disney doesn't meet pimping out their hotel rooms, but have you seen the hotel rooms at Bay Lake Towers yet, Amy?
I have. I'm in the boat with you. I think they look fabulous.
I think they do, too.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to ruin that kind of vacation, though, but you don't want to ruin that kind of vacation by doing something silly like bringing kids. Bring your just kidding. Bring your husband, and it'll be a fabulous time.
What do you mean, kidding?
Yeah, no, just, I said it. I knew Scopo was going to say something. Yeah. For our listeners who haven't seen the rooms, they really are some of the nicer rooms in Walt Disney World property. It just screams out for adults, not kids. I don't know if the kids would get the whole decor or you know appreciate it as much. I really think maybe a one bedroom for adults is the optimal situation there. Anyway, go ahead, Amy. I know the kids will go. Go ahead.
Well, I also just wanted to say that I think it's cool that they have an extra bathroom in the one-bedroom villas. Now they
yes.
have actually two bathrooms in there, which is great because one bathroom for like four or five people in those villas, that's not really working out, I don't think, for people. So that's pretty cool that they have an extra bathroom.
And the bathrooms look nice, but the master bath looks really nice, actually.
Yeah, with like the two shower heads and everything.
The two shower heads, exactly. It's one of those things where you go home and you start thinking about remodeling, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So awesome. Actually, the next trip I'm going down in March, and we're staying at Old Key West, which is really great too. But yeah. I'm kind of proud of my resort reservations because I added some just because you guys recommended them. So I added Trails End.
Nice.
For lunch one day. Yeah, we're going to go for early entry at the Magic Kingdom and then take the boat over and go for lunch.
Honest to God, Bob asked me if we should put that in the book for 2010.
You should. Okay.
Yeah, he's got enough fan mail on that particular thing that we were talking about one day. He's like, let's put it in the book. So
yeah.
It'll be in 2010. Nice.
So is Spoodles still good for breakfast?
I love it for breakfast.
Yeah, I do too.
Well, good.
It's quiet.
I don't.
Because they stopped serving bran muffins or prunes? What? Go ahead.
Grits.
Don't they serve kind of Italian food in a way? Is it because you're disappointed about the Italian food? I know he doesn't like the Italy Pavilion.
You know what? I think breakfast is just standard. Epcot breakfast.
Yeah, there's nothing that stands out in the Spoodles breakfast. That I think that's what it is. It's just a regular breakfast and doesn't do anything for me. I would prefer Kona.
Yeah, we have that for dinner one day, so we didn't want to hit that again.
Okay.
Oh, cool. There
thanks for the call, Amy.
All right. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Thanks, Amy.
And we have our next phone number. I don't know why I say that. Next caller.
Hello, phone number.
And it's from the state of Florida. Hi, who are we speaking with? I didn't want to talk, so we'll take our next caller. And hi, who are we speaking to?
This is Kim from Maryland. Carib is on the board.
Hey, Kim, how are you?
Hey, Kim.
Doing well.
Nice.
Was just giving you guys a call because we've planned a trip for June. We're going to do the buy four, three more. It's probably the only way I can afford to stay at Polynesian the way I'd like to. So
nice.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I could ever do Poly Concierge otherwise, at least not for a very, very long time, or living off of ramen noodles. But anyway.
I had ramen this weekend. It's not bad. Go ahead.
You know, every once in a while, but every day, I think that might be a bit much.
Yeah.
I wanted to touch base. We're starting to make. I wanted to wait on dining reservations until I knew what night I was going to see Fantasmic.
Uh-huh.
Have they started releasing June and July schedules for that, or do we think that they're going to be more nights for higher, like, peak season?
I think we heard, was it Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Matt?
Right now they're having for the next month, this month, they're going to have, three nights a week right now. And they're just evaluating really on like a per month basis. They don't have anything. And in fact, I'm glad you brought it up because I want to implore all of our listeners, to call Disney, to write to Disney via email or, if a real mail, if you want to, and complain about the cut. Cause I think it's absolutely terrible that they've cut it. It's really, dumb. And, I encourage all of you to just quickly send a quick email to them and complain about it because there should be Fantasmic every single night of the week. It just makes the reason why you should be upset, among other reasons, is because it just makes it so much harder for you to plan the nights to see Fantasmic now, because it's like, it's very difficult. And if they have it for one night and there's rain or something that night, I mean, it makes it even much more difficult. It shouldn't happen.
Oh yeah. I mean, I totally agree. I would have made my ADRs. I made my reservations in November. I haven't made ADRs yet, and we're going the first week in June, and it's because I don't want to have to do a whole bunch of moving around based on Fantasmic nights, and it's that and Illuminations are my two favorite things to do in the park.
Yeah, I mean, it makes it so much more difficult. So I implore all of our listeners to email or call and complain about it, because it's something that it's near and dear to my heart, about something that I think they need to fix. And every time I'm at the studios every week, I stop in guest relations and complain. So I encourage all of you to do the same.
Dude, you know you have a nickname at the studios, right?
Yeah, it's probably the same nickname that Newell has at DVC about the gym.
I have one more question for you guys.
Sure.
We upgraded the concierge for Polly. Is it worth it to get the, I'm really, really looking forward to it. I've heard it's one of the best. But is it worth it to get the dining plan on top of that, or is that just going to be too much food?
I'd lean towards too much food. The last time we were there, remember, Matt, you were staying there and we all crashed the Polly?
Yeah.
So Matt had a one-night reservation and ended up being like, what, seven of us, eight of us? That Matt lets into the Polly. It was like Attila the Hun's troops attacking some unsuspecting villagers. We go in, but we ended up doing this turkey, right? This roast turkey thing, right?
Yeah, it was from Ohana's. That was the skewers on. That's on Friday. They changed it every night, and that one was really good. But I've looked at the menu since then, and I think we totally lucked out, because the rest of the stuff on there really didn't appeal to me all that much. They have different things on there, but it's only for dinner. So aside from dinner, there's really not like any kind of meal per se.
Breakfast is good too.
Yeah, it's just
breakfast is enough to fill you up. Well, but they've got fruit juices and stuff right there. Kim, I think with the concierge and the dining plan, that might be too much food.
Yeah, I'm thinking that. I was wondering about that. I mean, we used to, like, normally we'll stay at the Swan or the Dolphin. This is the first time I'm staying at a Magic Kingdom resort. And we'll just bring, like, cereal or something like that so we can get in the park. I was thinking, I'm like, I don't know that we're going to necessarily eat as much food as they're going to offer, so.
Yeah,
well,
no.
What I
would say to do, though, is bring a couple of, those zipper Ziploc bags. Bring a few of those, because you can grab some stuff from the Polly and bring that in with you to the parks.
Oh, that is perfect.
Yeah, I'm there for you, man.
And then, one more thing I was thinking of. I don't know if you guys have any young listeners or friends who are part of the tween set. I have gotten a 12-year-old girl, my little niece, who we're bringing with us, and I'm trying to think of things that are really, really going to appeal to her inside or outside of the parks, because I just don't want it to be, you know, she's the only kid amongst us, so I want to make sure that this just isn't, you know, our trip, because some of us have been there quite a bit.
My daughter Hannah is almost 11, and she would rather ride roller coasters than do anything else, and that includes sit-down dining meals, and she loves the water parks, too. So if you're going in June, first week of June, water parks.
Okay.
And you know what else might work too is if there are evening extra magic hours at one of the parks, head out there around 4 o'clock, something like that, when the crowds start to get low. By the time evening extra magic hours starts, you'll pretty much be able to walk on any of the rides, any of the water park rides, slides.
Also, Kim, I'd recommend the Kim Possible thing they've got in Epcot right now. I think your tween will enjoy it quite a bit.
Kim Possible, call me, beat me if you want to reach. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah, I think those are both good ideas. And then when you're completely exhausted from the water park stuff, Kim, there's go grab some pizza at the Flippers at the Crossroad Plaza.
Oh, okay. I keep finding all these like little questions that I scribble while I'm listening to the podcast.
Oh, cool.
So I have one more. I'm going to be going to Disney quite a few times this year. I'm going in May. I'm probably going to try and go around my birthday just because, and we're going in June. And I'm thinking about getting an annual pass, but I'm trying to figure out how that's going to work with the package and me having to pay for a 7-day ticket base at a minimum anyway.
Ooh, that's a good question. I wonder, though, if you can convert your Magic Your Way to an annual pass on your buy 4 get 7. I think you can.
That'd be a good question. I wonder if you could do that, because that would be really But I bet
you
know what
the worst way to do it too, because we're going in May for like 2 days, And then we go for a week in June.
Ah.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to have to eat the cost of first.
Yeah, season. I think you are for the 2 day. That, or you could get the annual pass and then just get the 1 day ticket for your June trip.
Yeah, but do we all have to have the same ticket though?
I think you do.
I think you do.
That,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
yeah, I think you're just. I think you're out of luck in the May trip.
Oh well.
Yeah, sorry.
At least it'd be the Polynesian.
Yeah, really. Could be worse.
I know. It's still a good trip.
Thanks for calling in, Kim. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kim. Good
Thank
luck.
Thank you.
407-278-5939 is our phone number, and you can give us a call and be part of the show. Don't forget, in our chat room, wdwtoday.com, you'll see a link to our chat room. So if you're listening to this right now, be sure to join our chat room. There's a lot of different people in there, and it's a lot of fun. It's like people make comments about what they're hearing on the show, and it makes for a lot of fun. There's some interesting discussions going on. And I really do think it really makes the live shows that much more interesting. So definitely check that out while you are listening to us.
Hey,
407. Yes, Len.
So, Matt, two things. One, I think my twin sister Linda is listening, so I want to give her a shout out. Hello! Two, did I tell you guys I made Canadian cheddar cheese soup this weekend?
No, how'd it turn out?
It turned out fabulous. Remember we had Pam Brandon on, who wrote the Disney cookbook a few episodes back, right? And we posted the recipe for Canadian cheddar cheese soup from Le Cellier on the show. So yesterday I went out, bought the ingredients, and made it.
Nice. And it turned out all right?
Fabulous.
Nice. And we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with? Hello, caller.
Helen Keller.
Nope. And the caller's gone. But we have another caller right behind that. And hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Hey Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer. How are you?
Hi, doing good. How are you guys?
Outstanding. Good. What can we do for you?
Well, we are heading down, actually, and now I think we're down to 91 days. So we're, you know, antsy. We're living in Nebraska, and the inches of snow keep piling up and disappearing. And so, you know, Florida right now is that, you know, manna from heaven beckoning to us. But we were kind of wondering how this EMH is working. We've been down several times in the past, and those wristbands were great. You know, we showed them, got on the ride, no problem. And we've been hearing now you have to show your room card for EMH for every ride.
Yep.
Is that true? Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any secrets to make that work a little bit smoother?
Lanyards help instead of, like, whipping it out of your wallet or purse or something.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, to figure out, you know, like a lanyard of some kind or, you know, what has seemed to work fairly well in the past. So that way we're prepared rather than, you know, we're the ones who are stumbling and now the people are backing up behind us.
Yeah, I think
because we're taking so long.
I think clear lanyards are definitely the way to go. And you can pick them up either online ahead of time or, you know, in Walt Disney World. It'll probably be much less expensive online before you go. Yeah.
Right, I learned last summer we were down there, and I bought that $18 sport bottle fan thing.
Oh, yeah?
And I cursed myself for it the whole time. I'm like, why am I spending $18 for a sport fan? But, you know, it was really hot.
Yeah.
I didn't want to spend that much. So a clear lanyard would probably be the best bet.
Yeah, when are you going, in June?
May 25th through June 2nd.
Okay, so you get to see the end of Flower and Garden and maybe some Star Wars weekends. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, we're hitting up Flower and Garden. We're hitting up Star Wars weekends. We've never done that before. And so I'm assuming to miss the crowds, the best time to go is like on a Tuesday, Wednesday, if we want to miss the crowds, the weekends, if we actually want to see the characters out and about.
Yeah, I think the Wednesday and the Friday look to be good days for Epcot, yeah.
Okay. Okay, great. I just was curious if there are any secrets to make that EMH thing work just a little bit better now that we've lost the wristband. So, thank you guys so much.
Thanks, Jennifer. Good luck.
Thanks. Have a good day.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And we have another call.
Hello?
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 Hello, caller. Hey, who's speaking with?
John from New Jersey.
Hey, John.
How you guys doing?
Good. How's it going?
I have a question for Len, assuming he's there. I haven't been able to get into the live feed.
I'm here.
We're heading down in April, and we're going to be there the week following Easter. And looking at the crowd calendar, it says sevens, which kind of threw me off. I just assumed it would be like, you know, 40 sevens. you know, with the summer being eights and nines, I was like, is it actually going to be less than Easter? And, you know, should I expect it to be slightly slower than what it's like when I'm there in August? Or is that just, you know, I don't know. I was surprised. I just assumed the weeks prior, the week before and after Easter would just be really bad.
Interesting question. You know, it'll be busier than average. Well, one of the key things that goes into the crowd calendar is Disney park hours. And right now, the way that Disney has their park hours suggests that either they're not expecting really big crowds for the week after, or they're expecting big crowds, but they're saying, the heck with it, we're just going to keep the parks open fewer hours anyway. Larger crowds and shorter hours would definitely suck. So right now that's what we're thinking. And the crowd calendar this year has been pretty accurate. We had people in there in January and February, you know, comparing the wait times and it's pretty much spot on. So I don't see any reason to change from those sevens yet, but as we get closer into, you know, spring break and a couple weeks before Easter, we'll look at it. I don't think it's going to be too far up. It's not going to be a four, and I don't think it's going to be an 11. Yeah. It'll be somewhere, you know, 7 to 9. But okay. we're checking it all the time. Yeah.
So in a way, I can expect what my typical August trips look like.
So August, yeah. Let's see. What are we? August are typically like 8 to 2 weeks
of August.
Yeah, really. Yeah, August are like, you know, typically 7, 8, 9. Yeah, I mean that's pretty much it. But it's going to be a lot cooler, of course.
Yeah. Okay, cool. That was the only question I had. I appreciate it.
Thanks, John. Thanks for using the site.
Have a good
Thanks for calling in. And we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with? Oh, call ended. Man, I am like right on the nail for bringing people in just as they hang up and give up. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. Have another call. And hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Jonathan in Tampa.
Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight?
Good.
My first
good.
Time listening to a live show. I'm enjoying it.
Woo! Nice.
You just had
just
a,
checking this
you
out.
Just had a call from, thank you. You just had a call from Jennifer,
yep.
I believe, and she was asking about extra magic hours at Epcot. We're local. I'm over here in Tampa, and we like to go over to Epcot on Friday night sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And they've cut back the Friday night hours to 8 p.m. now.
Yep, right.
And so I was wondering what, as locals, we just drive over for the night, what can we and can't we do, and how late can we hang out there, since we're not on property? But what we like to do typically is just walk around World Showcase anyway, just, you know, goof around, grab stuff to eat anyway. So are we still going to be able to do that, or... are they
going to
kick us out?
But generally speaking, I mean, if you get there before elimination starts, I think you'll be fine. But after that, I would suspect they'd only be limiting admission to resort guests. Certainly, the attractions and everything are only available to resort guests. And if you were even in the park, once Extra Magic Hours begins, they're going to, you know, ask you to leave.
So what they... Jonathan, what they do at certain times in the Magic Kingdom is they'll actually stop people, they'll post cast members like on the bridge into Adventureland, and they'll ask for resort ID to let you into Adventureland. For example, they may do the same thing like at in World Showcase, although I think it's a little bit bigger for them to patrol unless they set up ropes or something. In the best case scenario, they'll let you walk around, they'll let you shop and eat. But they won't let you into the pavilions themselves. So, like, any, you know, and they won't let you onto a ride. In a worst case scenario, they would just block off entire sections of the park for you. But I would say go try it and see what happens. Because my guess is policing that kind of thing is extremely difficult to do.
Yeah. It's frustrating that they cut back hours. It is something that I want to try, but, you know, driving over there, driving an hour over there and then, you know, getting kicked out an hour after we get there.
Exactly. Yeah. not the best evening is what you're saying. The thing that perplexes me about cutting back Epcot in the evening is it's got to cut into their dining revenue for World Showcase, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So why, I mean, I could see closing, you know, the studios early for an hour. Sorry, Matt, but the Animal Kingdom already closes early. But Epcot, you think that they're giving up dining revenue there. Why would they do that? It didn't make any sense to me at all, unless it was just the park is just so big that the operating cost exceeds the dining revenue and the shopping revenue so much. That's the only thing I can come up with. But try it. Go over there and see what happens.
Yeah, I will, and I'll let you guys know what happened. It just doesn't make sense to me that they would do that on Friday night. I mean, I could see like some other night of the week. But
yeah, I mean, if you're gonna start drinking black and tans, I mean, Friday night.
Right, right, exactly. All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Jonathan. Have fun.
And joining us live from Disneyland, it's the fabulous Annette Owens of MEI Mouse Fan Travel. Welcome, Annette.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi, Annette.
How are you?
So sorry, man. I'm just having a little too much fun here in Disneyland.
Boo. Yeah, you suck.
Yeah, boo.
Actually, I'm in the room at the Grand California, and there's 10 of our agents here. We're all here on a fam trip, getting to know Disneyland a little better. And we've been in the room for 30 minutes trying to connect to the internet.
That's awesome. did any of the 10 ask you when you're going to be on the show again next? Because it's been a while.
I'm on now.
Yes, you are.
How's that for an answer? I just fixed it. I'm on now. Yo, I have to tell you, I have the best view right now from the balcony. I'm still on the ship I was just got off of. I'm sorry. I'm looking at Space Mountain to the left. Soarin' is right in front of me. And
wow.
Tower of Terror is off to the right.
Well, I got a bet.
How cool is that?
I got you beat because I have a view of Mike Newell via his webcam, and that is so much better.
That's right.
Swinging
oh,
miss,
I'm think. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm thinking my view is a little better. Sorry, guys. No, my plan is to get back in on the show. Y'all just have to let me know when you're recording again instead of dodging me.
Well, thanks for checking in, Annette. We appreciate it. Now go. It's like 5 o'clock, so go eat dinner over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so messed up, guys. Yes. I'm going to ride some rides. How's that?
Why don't you have some chocolate, too, Annette? Have some chocolate.
I've already had a little bit of ice cream and cookies today, and chocolate is on the menu for tonight, I promise you.
Okay. Annette, we're gonna announce a little bit later the surprise that involves you a little bit later in the show.
Another tease.
Yeah, this
another tease.
Yeah, we'll let the listeners know that Annette is involved in our special announcement.
Wow. And I'm going to miss the announcement. I'm not going to know what you just put me up to. Is that the problem here? Anybody nope. See a problem with this?
Just you.
Annette, in the chat room, Mikey the Errand Boy suggesting the event is called A Date with Annette.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be a good one, though. Stick around. I wish I could listen to it. If I could get the internet to work. I'd be able to stay on, but thanks for letting me call in. Do you guys know how hard it is to call into this show?
I've heard it might be popular, yeah.
Okay. All right, y'all have fun, and we're going to keep trying for a couple more minutes, but yeah, I've got some rides to go do. Yeah.
Sure.
All right, tell everyone what to say. Bye.
And that's the fabulous Annette, and we have our next caller, and I'm using my amazing mental skills. I am thinking this is the great KevBot.
And how did you know that?
I know all, see all, tell all.
Well, that is absolutely true. I still can't get in to listen, sadly, but I had a few questions, so I hope I'm not repeating. One, I'm going down in May, and for the first time staying in a moderate resort. I'm staying at Riverside, and I read that staying at Riverside makes it really difficult to get in-park breakfast. I was going to try to go to Crystal Palace before park opening, but I hear that it's extremely difficult, and I just wanted to get your opinion on that.
Yeah, I've been able to get it. Yeah, why? Why would you not be able to?
Well, I heard that the transportation starts late, and it's just really far away. I don't know.
It's definitely doable. I mean, certainly renting a car always, you know, all the more reason why you should rent a car. That's what we always talk about. I mean, that shouldn't be an issue for you. But do you have any other suggestions, Lon?
So from Riverside, I mean, worst case scenario, you're looking at 35 minutes to the Magic Kingdom, 32 minutes to the Magic Kingdom. So, you know, leave room 45 minutes in advance.
Oh,
Kevin, awesome. Shouldn't have any trouble.
Awesome. All right. What were my other questions? Let's see. I wanted to make sure Mike didn't hate me for dissing him about Springsteen on the Super Bowl.
Boo.
You know, I'm not a huge Springsteen fan, Kevin, but he was really good.
I thought he was awesome. I mean, I'm a crazy Springsteen fan. I've got tattoos and everything. So
yeah, the audio was great. The band sounded fantastic. And again, not a huge Springsteen fan, but the selection of the songs, I liked all the songs that he played too. So that was, I was afraid he was gonna do, you know, like Born in the USA. Which is completely misunderstood song, and he didn't, so that was good.
Yeah, you don't want to confuse more people.
Exactly, but I thought it was really well done. I mean, I totally see the appeal of him live now, and I didn't before. So
yes, now you can go to a concert, and it'll be awesome.
Maybe so.
And my last question is about I know Mouse Fest isn't happening, which saddens me greatly, but I know MEI and Mouse Fan Travel are doing stuff still. Are you guys going to participate in any of that?
We have to finalize some of the things that have changed for it, but we'll definitely be announcing it on the show, KevBot, so definitely keep an eye out for that.
Rock on. Well, I was going to cancel my plans for going down in December, and now I'm not, so I hope to see you guys down there.
Awesome. Thanks cool. for calling. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Have a great night.
And we have our next caller.
I like Kevin. He's good. Good people.
Good for you. Absolutely. And we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Jan from Michigan. How are you guys?
Hey, Jan. Hey, Jan.
And the fabulous Annette. I should say hi to her, too.
Oh, she's busy riding Space Mountain.
Yeah, okay, lucky her.
Disneyland right now.
Hey, here's my question. I think the good pixie dust has taken over my husband, and he's starting to talk about maybe DVC. So if you guys were to do it today, and I guess, Mike, you already have Old Key West, which one would you buy into?
Wow.
It's a good question. I mean, one of the things I like about, right, I mean, obviously there's so much availability.
This is easy.
Yeah, this is easy.
This is easy, Matt.
This is a three-word answer, Matt. Go ahead.
Yeah. Come on.
No, see, you're all going to say Bay Lake Towers, but that's like, that's
nope. No, I'm not.
I'm not saying it.
I was going to say Saratoga Springs because you get two resorts for one as your home resort. Because you get Saratoga and you get the Treehouse Villas.
We have failed as parents.
We have totally failed as parents. Go ahead, Scopa.
The Beach Club.
Okay, I was going to say Old Key West. But all right, so everyone, go ahead and give your reasons why. Jan, I'll start with mine. The Old Key West has by far the largest accommodations of any DVC resort, and when Newell and I spent our night of manly bonding together,
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
I come actually directly from Saratoga Springs to Old Key West. I'm telling you that not only is the roominess, the extra space, definitely noticeable. It feels a lot more like home than any of the resorts. Go ahead, Scopa.
Well, it's very simple. Beach Club is the closest resort to any theme park that I can think of, and it's closest to Epcot. So after a night at Epcot, you just pretty much fall right into your resort room. I think it's the proximity to Epcot is what appeals to me.
So, sounds awesome.
Scopa is right, and the way that they have the Beach Club room set up, it's really a resort within a resort. It's quiet. The views are, and the rooms themselves are definitely different than the regular Beach Club itself. Scopa is probably right on that.
Okay, I'm writing this down. This is great.
All right, Hochberg. Saratoga Springs, really?
You get two resorts for the price of one, and it's cheaper. I mean, right now it's cheaper than per point than the other resorts, so you get that advantage to it. I really think that's – I mean, that's obviously – you know, the wonderful thing about Old Key West – you guys pick Old Key West Beach Club, great, but you'd have to buy those the resale market, which it depends on what's available for you, but at least you can still buy into. They've re-released some points now for Saratoga Springs and the Treehouse Villas for you, so that'll be something over there. And you're kind of flying in under the radar with the whole Bay Lake Tower thing that's over there. So that's my reason why I picked that one.
I think the bathrooms are pretty good at Saratoga Springs, but it's it's smaller, and I think there are the on-site. I've stayed everywhere, so this is my commentary. I fixate on bathrooms. There's a whole probably series of issues that I have to resolve around that.
Sounds like another show.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a whole other show, and probably with a psychoanalyst. But
as long as that show doesn't go in the toilet, we're okay.
I think the on-site dining options aren't that great, Jan.
Okay.
That could just be me.
Okay.
If you head down though, you can definitely do a tour of all of these. In one day, I think that'd probably be useful.
That's cool. Yeah, that's great. And we were looking at that DVC by resale, and they've got everything is available right now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Maybe people are just, the economy and all that.
Yeah, I think so.
So this is great advice. Thanks, guys.
Cool.
Thanks.
Good
night.
Night.
Yeah.